This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny
and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs too big? Smaller?
Her Society.
Hello, this is Her Society with Ginny flying solo tonight without Natalie, who is out picking berries in strawberry fields. Now, you can't make this stuff up, people. Tonight, live from Sydney, the lady who's been called Elle and a whole heap of other names joins me in the studio. Tiger K is her name, and she'll be telling us about all the shenanigans she's been up to. Plus, Her Society are bringing back the Ask a Girl segment, where you can ask us absolutely anything and we give you free advice. We have a letter in from Shazza from Abbotsford regarding age gaps in a relationship. We'd love to hear your thoughts on 0427. Joy949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. This is your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you live in Melbourne, Australia, and all over the world via joy.org.au. Right now, let's kick off with a bit of Gwen Stefani featuring Eve. This is Let Me Blow Your Mind. You're on Joy 94.9. Now back to Her Society. I said before about our Ask the Girl segment, which we're bringing back, where you can ask us absolutely anything about a certain issue that you have. We will try and help you out as best as we can with our knowledgeable sources, being the University of Her Society, full of academics, full of professors. Generally, it's just me and Ziba doing the research. There's no really professors or anything. But we've got a letter in from Shazza from Abbotsford, and she says, "Hey girls, my name is Shazza, and I was hoping to get your opinion on a certain age gap between myself and, let's just say, a possible partner. I'm only 24 and this girl is 37. A few people have said to me that there is too much of an age gap and therefore no real future with us. Do you think that age gap matters in relationships, or do you think that age matters in relationships? Love your work, by the way." Oh, interesting one there, Shazza. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. What are your thoughts on age gaps in relationships? Do they matter? Is it too much of a gap for them to resume or rekindle the love or to start a love up? Not sure. Let me know what you think. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. We've got the new one from Alicia Keys coming up, but right now, here's a bit of Carmen with Hello. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society.
Ihr seid live mit Ginny und Nat auf Her Society für Frauen, die auf Frauen stehen. But I don't understand Ginny's Indian accent.
Hey, I'm not Indian. I'm Sri Lankan.
Or Nat's fake American accent.
That's because I'm not American.
You're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Happy birthday to Ginny. Just remind me it's my birthday. Thank you. However, I don't think it's my birthday today. Is it my birthday?
Ginny, when is your birthday?
November 6th. Okay, apparently it's on January 28th.
I've just had too much boob. I mean, sun.
And I was scanning the crowd looking for little Zebu, and all of a sudden I see these six beads looking up at me. It was poor Zebu's head stuck in between two topless girls.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, when is a goddamn good time? I'd like to get married.
$1 million question here tonight is, do French girls wear bras?
If anything offends you, please visit ohmygodicanbelievejinnyandnataliesaidthat.com.au.
This is Her Society with Ginny flying solo without Natalie here on Joy 94.9. And the question we're asking you tonight is, age gaps in relationships, do they really matter? We've had a few texts through on 0427 Joy 949 from Anonymous saying, "I have a relative that is Gen X and is 50 that's married to a Gen Y who is mid-30s, so the answer is no." Thank you very much, Anonymous, but remember to include your name so I can actually say hello to you and give you a shout out. Andy and Layla has texted in, "Hi Andy," on 0427 Joy 949. He says, "Age is only a number. My last boyfriend was 40 years older than me. Only man I've ever truly loved." Aww. Well, I have to say, Andy, I think I'm on the same tangent as you. I've had relationships, well, two out of my major major relationships have been women who have been considerably older than me. And considerably, I mean like by two digits or what people would conventionally consider as considerably. And I text through from Anonymous again. Says, be careful, age does matter. Okay, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Another one says, but you're still so young. Okay, so this is actually in response to a letter we got from Shazza from Abbotsford, who's met someone who's 37. Shazza herself is 24. And a few people have said to her that there's too much of an age gap between them, therefore no real future. So we're asking everyone what you think on your what your thoughts are about age gaps in relationships. So 0427-JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Keep those texts coming through. We've got Lady L, a.k.a. Tiger K, all the way from Sydney, to tell us what she's been up to. So that should be really, really interesting. So she's coming up right after this track from Alicia. Joy 94.9. Absolutely love this lady. From New York City, Alicia Keys. The Inferno version of Girl on Fire featuring Nicki Minaj. I'll just let her finish just because we love her. Thank you, Alicia. This is Her Society with Ginny coming to you live on Joy 94. Oh, she's not finished. Sorry, Alicia. Now she's finished. Thank you, Alicia. Don't you hate it when you interrupt singers? It's not actually a pretty, very good thing to have. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Calling out to your advice out there for Shazza from Abbotsford. She's written us a letter here at Her Society, and she says, my name's Shazza, and I was hoping to get your opinion on a certain age gap between myself and, let's just say, a possible partner. I'm only 24 and this girl is 37. A few people have said to me that there's too much of an age gap between us, therefore no real future for us. Do you think that age really matters in relationships? Love to hear your thoughts. 0427-JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We've had a whole heap of messages coming through, so I will get to them. But first, our next guest has been indeed a lady. She's been called an L, and she kills in stilettos. Please welcome Tiger K to Her Society. Hello, love.
Hi, how are you?
Going well. You see a few girls screaming there for you. You know, we actually wind them in from the street and they, like, cheer on cue. It's fantastic. You should get yourself a whole groupie.
That's really awesome because that way you can push a mute, you can push a play, you could, you know.
Exactly. And that's the best thing, you know. So, Tiger K, what have you been up to, Missy? I've seen you posting things and launching events. You've kind of expanded yourselves.
Yeah. It's been really busy, actually, just doing a couple of gigs here and everywhere. And I've got a launch happening which hopefully I'm going to have my EP done in a couple of months' time. So it's in the works at the moment. So next year will be the launch into full-blown solo career. So, very, very exciting.
Fantastic. Now, I've got to say before, too, like, you were a part of a band called Guns N' Girls, which is your duo side, and you got your solo side. And I've been, keeping up with your stuff on Facebook. And, you know, a few people asked me, too, you know, what is, you know, Tiger K up to? So can you just clarify for us, you are going on your solo career at the moment?
I am, just taking off into, I just wanted to get some really awesome tracks out there just and put a bit of spin on the music industry. I've got some ideas are a little different to what's out there at the moment, and I guess you could kind of say the people that are listening are going to laugh when I say this, but I'd like to put a bit of leather with my lace, if you know what I mean.
Hello, Tiger K. I think our listener will very much like that. In fact, if that was a Facebook page, we'd click like at the moment.
Sounds good. So kind of, I just want to bring out something a bit edgy, something a bit more, there's a bit more attitude, because I know there's a lot of dance out there at the moment, which I love. And I'm really into my R&B and, soulful stuff. So I'm kind of collaborating a whole lot of different, parts together there and just kind of get something a bit different out there and gain a different kind of audience. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
You'll hear it all soon.
Absolutely. We've got your original track coming up as Can't Let Go very shortly as well, which will give it a spin. But I've got to ask too, you were speaking before about R&B. I've got to say, House has dominated, you know, the Australian club charts and I think the Australian club scene for the past 10 years, or probably 8 to 10 years, I'd say. But I think R&B is making a comeback.
It is. You can hear it coming through the dance tracks, if you know what I mean. So you've got your Chris Browns and Rihanna's, and kind of that electro R&B. But if you go right back to like the Pretty Ricky's, and do you remember that? Do you remember dancing to Pretty Ricky in the clubs, and Alicia Keys?
Absolutely, Alicia Keys.
So I think it's definitely gonna be on its way back soon. Even if we can kind of get the tempo up a bit and just go for it. So.
I was going to ask you to, speaking of R&B, how is your two-step at the moment?
It's damn good.
Is it?
It's damn good.
Can you teach me? Because my two-step looks like I'm hailing a cab. That's a true story. It does.
How funny. You need stilettos, that's why.
No, I was wearing stilettos, but it just
what
looks like...
What size are you? You're borrow mine.
7.5.
I'm 7.
Oh, that's perfect. It. Well, I was actually doing the two-step with stilettos, but people... Seriously, right, this yellow cab just pulled out in front. I'm like, no, I'm two-stepping. It's all good. Now, Tiger K, we've got a game we like to play with you called What's Your Number? We will play that with you right after these announcements.
Bonjour or bonsoir.
Okay. Seriously, stop with the kumbaya, Ginny. Stop with the kumbaya.
It's the song I've been taught to unify all that is spiritual.
I think there should be a boo-hoo-hoo button. Joy 94.9, Queen B there, Beyonce with Why Don't You Love Me, the MK edit here on Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, and via joy.org.au for those of you who are outside of Melbourne, as is this lady, Tiger K. Are you still there with us?
I sure am.
Now, you've been prepping yourself for our game, What's Your Number? You have played this before.
Uh-huh. Lots of fun.
Was it lots of fun? We had lots of revealing stuff about you.
I'm nervous.
Are you really? But you've done it before.
I know, but still doesn't mean I'm going to know the answer.
Do you remember the questions from before, or have you completely forgotten?
Well, are they still the same questions and the same numbers?
Maybe. Sometimes Natalie and I like to mix them around or make stuff up. But anyway, you don't need to know that. But before we ask you to pick three numbers, Tiger K, I've been asking our listener, do you think that age really matters in a relationship? And as to our sister Shazza, who's written us a letter asking for some advice because she's met a lovely lady who's 37. She's currently 24, but her friends have been telling her that there's too much of an age gap between them for a real future. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to tell Shazza to not worry about a thing. You love who you love and you love what you love, and it doesn't matter how old. Age is just a number. Do you know that? Like, it's just something that's irrelevant. Now, my mum and dad are 10 years apart.
Wow.
And, they were 10 years apart. But the thing is, like, we all have different mindsets, I think. And, like, you know, some young people are really mature and some older people are really immature. But that's not necessarily a negative thing. It just means that some people are just meant for each other. It doesn't matter how old they are. So go for it, Shazza. Have fun. Just don't worry about anybody else's opinion. What you see in front of you is all that matters.
There you go, Shazza. I actually agree with you, Tiger K. I think a connection, especially a love connection between two people, it's ageless, it's timeless, and it's spaceless. So if you're on the same level, you know, it's there.
I couldn't have said it better. That's perfect. Yeah.
We've also had an SMS through from Kieran. He says, I guess if your maturity levels are sort of the same, there shouldn't be any issues. Ditto.
That's right. Yeah.
Some other people have texted through saying she could be your mother. That's very funny. I think, and they also put, ha, 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 I'm kidding. So, yeah, very funny. If you are breeding at 13, I think, she could be your mother. Age is just a number there too. So thank you to everyone who's messaging.
Please make sure it's legal.
Exactly. Please keep your text coming through on 0427-JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Tiger K, you ready to play your second installment of What's Your Number?
Let's go.
All right. Hit me with three numbers.
15.
Okay. Yep. If you could invite three people to dinner, who would they be?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm excited. Okay.
Hold on. I need an R button. Where's the girls when you need them? They've just come back here. I need you to cheer. Hold on. There they are. Thank you. All right. So me, two other people. Yay.
You're giving me wrinkles. Stop it. All right. I would invite Jessie J.
Ooh. Is this to have dinner with her or to have dessert with her?
Both, if I'm lucky enough. God, I said this is an exciting question. Now I can't think. Okay. And I would invite Prince Charles.
Prince Charles?
Yeah, because is that the naughty one? Who's the naughty one?
Prince Harry.
Harry.
Prince Charles is the dad. Oh, wow. Look who's up on her royal family education.
I just lost 10 fans because of that.
Why Prince Harry?
Hey?
Why Prince Harry? Do you kind of feel that now William's married, you know, you want to marry Harry to get your way into the royal family? Is that the real strategy behind that?
No, I just think he'd be lots of fun. He looks like is one of those guys who's just... Shazza should look at that and think, okay, people do what they want to do, that doesn't matter. You know, he's like in royalty blood, like got royal blood, and he's just doing what he wants, and he doesn't care. Do you know what I mean? So
true.
I admire that.
Oh, fantastic. That's actually a very good example there. Fantastic, Tug. Okay, hit us with another number.
Six.
Six. Okay. Do you have a religion that you follow?
No.
Not at all. Were you baptized?
Yeah, I was. Well, I am Christian. So I went to a Catholic school.
Was it all girls?
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't. It was a Catholic private school, but it was mixed.
Right.
And that was private school there. But I don't necessarily follow it, but I believe, but I don't, you know, I don't follow religiously, if you know what I mean.
Right, so you're more spiritual, would you say?
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. Yep.
There you go. Fantastic. Yeah. Me too. I have to say ditto on that too, Tug, okay? Lucky last number.
It's between 1 and 50, isn't it?
1 and 50, yes.
Okay.
33. Okay, I like this one. I love getting our guests to do stuff. Can you make any animal noises? And can you do it right now?
Okay, all right. Okay, I've got one. I don't really know if this is any good, but okay, so I'll make a bird noise.
Okay.
But I'm just going to move the microphone away from my mouth.
Okay.
Okay, one sec, hold on. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
That, you know what? That can pass as a bird. I did get monkey from that too, though. But you know what? That's an animal noise. So that's still...
That could be like a monkey bird. How about that?
A monkey bird. There you are. The new species that's forming in Sydney from a tiger. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Perfect sense.
Tiger K.
I'm going to make a movie about a zoo now.
Tugger Kay, thank you very much for your time tonight. You can catch her performing at The Passage on September 29th in Sydney and check out facebook.com/ Tugger Kay Music. Thank you very much again, love.
Thank you so much.
We'll
talking.
Yeah, we'll come and actually see you when you're up in Sydney.
Yes, please. And when I come down, I'll come and do a few tunes for you guys.
Actually, when are you back down here?
Well, I'm most likely going to be coming early next year because when Guns N' Girls aren't going to be touring anymore.
Right.
I'm probably going to come down after the launch and just do a bit of a sightsee around Melbourne, and I'll come in and say hi.
Oh, fantastic. Because Tugger Kay, we can't let you go. There you are. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society.
Enjoy the track.
Listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
I was telling you a story before about my floral experience.
I want to hear yours.
The second girl that
second
I sent
girl.
Flowers. We went out once. We met twice, that kind of thing.
Smoochy, smoochy, hubba, hubba.
She lives in a rural area. Hello, this is June from the florist.
Yeah, Ginny's romantic. Sends over an 80-year-old girl carrying pine cones. She's scared to talk to you.
Is she?
Probably.
Well, it's too late now. That's one of my stories. I'll tell you another pollen story later.
If anything offends you, please visit
ohmygodicanbelievejinnyandnatalysaidthat.com.au.
This is Her Society with Ginny flying solo tonight without Natalie, but she will be back next week. You can stay tuned to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Her Society Online. But tomorrow from 3 p.m. at The Layered is the Northside Bazaar, a fantastic fundraiser for the David Williams Fund and Joy, featuring a charity auction with loads of amazing items up for grabs. Plus, there's a quality used leather and fetish market. Ooh, and the famous Layered Barbecue too, hosted by the Joy Crew. Everyone over 18 is welcome, so we want to see you all there tomorrow from 3 p.m. at the Layered Hotel for Northside Bazaar. See the Northside Bazaar banner at joy.org.au for more details and updates. There's food, there's fetishes, what more could you want? Yeah, I added that last bit in. This is Her Society with Ginny, another 15 minutes left of Her Society, and we're helping a sister out tonight. Before, when we launched Her Society on Joy, Natalie and I wanted to create a segment called Ask the Girls. Now, it's a segment where you can ask us pretty much anything for advice, you know, for our opinions. You know, normally we charge an hourly rate for this and we have a really super couch that you can lie on and tell us these problems. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, it's where you can actually email us. So if you want to email us your questions or, you know, your concerns, thegirls@hersocietyonline.com.au is the email address. And tonight we're helping Shazza out. Shazza's from Abbotsford. And she just says she was hoping to get our opinion on a certain age gap between herself and, let's just say, a possible partner. She's only 24 and the girl is 37. And a few people people have said to her that there's too much of an age gap and therefore no real future for them. So we're asking you, do you think that age really matters in relationships? Now, we've had a flurry of SMSs come through, so we'd love to hear from you. 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. SMS from Vicky. Vicky says, Vicky and Coco Pops from North Fitzroy. Hello, guys. Age is just a number. What's important is where you're both at. Most of my lovers have been 13 plus years younger, and it works for us. I don't have to agree with you there, Vicky. I'm on that same wavelength. Hello from DeJack from 901 says, future smoocher, the fun starts at 40. Okay, awesome there. Another text through from Jason. Totally agree, age doesn't matter. I'm 39 with a 22-year-old caring guy and very in love. 5 months strong and couldn't be happier. Age is just a number and life is too short. Well, I have to agree with all that what you've said there, love. So keep them coming through, 0427JOY949, or email us onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. Do you really think age matters in relationships right now? Here's a bit of Kesha. Your love is my drug. I was going to say your love is my jug. That wouldn't be good, would it? Is it drinkable? Maybe. It's Her Society with Ginny on Joy. Joy 94.9. Kesha there. Your love is my drug here on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Hey, if you want to keep up to date with all that's happening on our show, who our guests are, we've got a few real L-worders coming up in the next month or so. We also have some very exciting new hosts that we'd love you to meet. Some you have met before and some you have not yet. So love you to keep in touch with that. Check out facebook.com/Her Society Online. Helping a sister out tonight with Shazza from Abbotsford, asking your opinion. Do you really think that age really matters in relationships? Had a text through from Kylie saying age is just a number. We've had a few messages like that as well, so keep them coming through, 0427JOY949, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. Special hello to Zed and Sarah, who've come back from Thailand. Hello, ladies. Cannot wait to see you tomorrow and squish you with a hug. Yeah, that's about timeless love there. And that's how I'm going to sum up this topic for Shazza there. Shazza, love, you're 24, she's 37. Love is timeless, it's ageless, it's spaceless. So as long as you both are on the same path and what you love for each other is, or what you feel for each other is healthy and unconditional, I say go for it. Age is just a number. That's what I think. That's my two cents there. But if you want to keep asking Natalie and I for some advice, thegirls@hersocietyonline.com.au is the email. We'll try and help you out with the wisdom that we have between us, which sometimes can be a little bit flawed, exaggerated. I'm trying to think of the word. I think that pretty much sums it up. But let's let Pink talk for us. Here she is, Blow Me One Last Kiss. When Nine Pink there, Blow Me One Last Kiss. Yeah, it's very evident that she's had a day. Sometimes when they beep out the swear words, it's actually more obvious than when they're actually there. But I will be blowing you one last kiss right after these sponsorship announcements. Here at Her Society, we call a lot of people.
And then headphone one, phone two?
Yep.
Be
quiet now, okay?
It's Ginny and Natalie from Australia. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hold on. Wait. What? Hello.
Hello.
Wow, those accents.
Oh, yeah. Much better. Hello, Jill?
Yeah, wait.
We are...
If my parrot talks, I'll just mute the phone. Not working? That is just rude.
Try again.
That's all I get off.
We don't have accents, you have an accent.
Yeah, you got an accent.
You're actually right, damn it. Hello? I'll call you back.
Hello? We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Ah, shit. Thank you. Well, that was sort of the point.
That was frustrating.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Can
awesome.
You,
yay!
Can you understand us?
The number of people on this conference call is...
That's weird.
Hello?
Hi.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what did I mean? Hello? Now I'm just confused.
You're so cute.
20-minute interview. That's good.
I love talking. I forgot what country was calling me.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, down at Her Society we do call a lot of people. So if you want to be a guest on our show, do email thegirls@hersocietyonline.com.au. Stay tuned. Phil is coming up next with A Touch of Pink. We will be back next week with more shenanigans and more hijinks to keep you all nutty for your Saturday night. Till then, please recycle. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.